神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Going to continue in the area of leadership.
我们要继续来谈关于领袖的特质。
Maybe you might say to yourself, what need is this? There's only a few leaders among the millions that may be listening.
或许你说这有什么重要呢？事实上当领导的人也不过是几个而已，为什么我们需要听这个呢？
But you see, in every area of life, there is leadership.
但是不管你生命的哪一个阶段都有这种领导的需要。
There has to be a leader in the home.
家里面要有一个领袖。
Within your community.
在你的社区里面要有一个领导。
Within your businesses.
事业里面也要有。
Within your churches.
在教会里面。
You see, so every level of life, it has to be a leader.
所以在你的生命的过程当中各个阶段都应该要有一种领导的阶层。
And I'm trying to show you a good model of leadership that can change our society.
我要告诉你的是，让你看到一个好的这种领导的模式，可以改变整个的社会。
It can be a place where we care about each other.
而且是成为一个彼此关顾的一个地方。
A place where we can work together.
而且是一个可以大家一起工作的地方。
Maybe you're going to start a new business.
或许你刚要开始一个事业。
It can help you to learn how to take care of your employees as well as even your customers.
可以帮助你怎么样来关顾啊，来跟这些下面的人合作，或者是来照顾你的顾客。
The last time we talked about what leadership was, and it is influencing people.
上次我们提到什么叫做领袖，而且呢，怎么样在影响别人。
And then we talked about the characteristics that we need to have to be able to influence in a positive way.
而且我们也谈到领袖的特质可以有一个很积极的影响力。
We said that we should be people of integrity that people can believe.
我们谈过这样的一个人呢，在一个领导的位置应该要有那种诚信的这种特质。
We must learn how to care for people, nurture them, be kind to them and care about them.
要学习怎么样对人恩慈，要照顾人，要关心人，而且要栽培人。
We need to have faith in people.
我们对人要信任。
To be able to see what they can be, not what they are now.
你要看到是他以后可以成为什么样的人，不是只有看到他现在是这样的人。
As a leader, you learn to listen.
当你是一个领导的时候，你要懂得怎么样听对方讲话。
We just let them talk and let them talk their heart out, and then they feel as if you care.
让他们倾心来向你谈话，让他们知道说你关心他。
You try very hard to understand the people.
你要尽力的去了解对方在说什么，想什么。
Actually, only when you spend a little time with them can you really understand them.
除非你跟他们有时间相处，不然的话，你是没有办法了解他们的。
And then you enlarge them as a person. They feel free to be able to express themselves in front of you.
容许他们来表达他们的想法，让他们很自由的可以在你面前谈他们心里的事。
And of course, you need to be able to lead the way.
而且你要懂得怎么样可以来带领他们的方向。
With all of this, is what we're saying is you have learned how to connect with people.
我谈到这些呢，总之就是要你知道怎么样跟人有一种连结。
And you are reproducing influential people.
这样的话，你等于是在再造，就是在塑造，或者是在影响别人。
So you see, as leaders, as one by one begins to grasp hold of this truth and these aspects, we can live in a better society.
这样的话，如果一个领导阶层有这样的特质的话，我们的整个的那种社会结构会更好。
Now, leadership has a process.
这种领导是一个过程。
First, you have a place, or we call a position.
首先你有这个位置。
A position of leadership.
就是这个领导的位置。
Now, if it's in the home, they know who the leader is.
在家里面我们晓得谁是在领导的。
But if it's in a job, if it's in an office, you're going to have a new office with a name on it and a position that this is what you are to be.
如果你是在外面工作的话，你会有你自己的办公室，有你的名称，你的位置，有你的职权。
You have certain rights.
你有一些权益。
Certain privileges.
有一些特别的你自己的权益。
This is where you start your leadership position.
那你是从这个位置开始的。
Now you must understand this, that people now follow you only because they have to.
那在这样的一个有名位的下面呢，那别人要跟着你在你下面做，是因为他们必须要。
Now some people never get beyond this level.
那有些人呢，在领导的位置上面呢，从来没有突破这种别人不得不服从的这样的一个情况。
They get frustrated because people don't respect them.
那即使他们跟着你，但是呢，不见得会尊重你、尊敬你。
It's only out of fear that people really do what they're supposed to.
别人为了怕你的权柄，所以才这样做。
There is no loyalty.
在那里没有忠诚。
They really don't care anything about the business or the process.
他们才不管到底你的事业会怎么样。
They're working just to collect their money.
他们之所以工作只是为了能够赚钱。
You say, well, isn't that what it's about, just to work and get money?
或许你说这个不是每个人工作的目的吗？
I don't think so.
不是的。
You spend 8 of your best hours at your work.
你一天把最好的8个小时放在工作上面。
And if you felt it was worthy, and you felt good about it,And you felt secure in it, then your work would be very quality.
如果你在这个八个小时里面呢，你觉得很有意义，你觉得很有价值，而且你觉得很有安全感的话，那你所付出的就非常的非常的好。
The relationship in the office or wherever it might be would be so good, and the happiness that actually people have a better well-being all over, physically, spiritually, and mentally.They have a much better attitude.
比如说呢，你在你的办公室里面跟同事的相处非常的和谐，非常的好的话，那你的身心灵各方面呢，都会有非常好的一个情况。
If a leader or a manager could understand this, they would be far better off, and they would be going on to new levels of leadership.
如果一个经理或者是一个领导阶层的人呢，认识到这一点，让员工可以很好、很舒适的过他的一天的8个小时的话，那他应该要从这个领导层次进入到另外一个领导层次。
I'm not talking about getting a new job or a new position. I mean right there where you are now, as a leader or a manager, you would be going up and up levels with your employees.
我的意思呢，所谓的进一步，不是说呢，你要好像换一个位置或比较高的地位或高的工作，不是这个意思。我的意思是说呢，你的领导跟人的关系呢，要有进阶，要更多的、更高的那种关系。
Okay, let's look at it this way. Now, this gentleman has gone into the job. He has the position. They don't know him, those of his workers. They maybe have known him in some other capacity. They don't know what his leadership is going to be like. And so they are going to be watching, and they're going to try to find out what is expected of them.
比如说呢，有一个新的领导进来了，这个男士一进来呢，所有的下面的人都不晓得他是什么样的人，也不晓得他过去的经验怎么样，他们就是在等着，在看着，到底他会怎么样来做一个领导。
Most people do not do any more than what they are expected to do.
那大部分的人呢，他们只做你期待的。
So now how is he going to make this transition? How is he going to make his leadership felt?
那这个改变，这样的一个适应，该怎么样来做呢？
Now many people feel that they have to make their leadership felt because they've got to change things the way they want it, because they can be rough, because they demand, because they very carefully watch the employee.
有的人呢，就像新官上任一样，好像要下个马威，就把什么都变了，而且呢，要让他下面的人知道说，他是权柄。
What do they end up with?
那最后怎么样呢?
They end up with employees that are not really happy. They're not loyal. They're not liking their job. They're just barely doing what they have to.
这样的一个结果就是会致使他的雇员们呢，他们只是为了害怕权柄而做，他们不会快乐，也不会觉得称心的。
So what can this man do to bring his people up to another level of respect in his leadership?
那当我说一个新的一个领导的人，他该怎么样让他的领导层次从让对方只是为了顺他为他做而做到另外一个层次呢？
You must put in some of those characteristics that I told you about. You must begin to care for the people.
你要开始把过去我跟你讲的这个领导的这个特质呢开始要呈现出来比如说呢你要关心人
talk to them listen to their ideas help them to feel very at ease and free with you
跟他们沟通跟他们说话然后呢听一听他们的想法
there is a chemistry that begins to happen
这样的话彼此之间有一种很不同的交流跟气氛
they begin to relax
他们开始会放松一点
they begin to look at things differently
他们开始呢用不同的眼光来看
And then they begin to follow you because they want to.
那接下来呢，他们要跟着你做，就不再是因为怕你，而是他们真的是愿意来跟你做。
So now you see you have a more content, a group of people with more loyalty, and they're ready now to do something with you.
那这样的话，他们就显出他们的忠诚，他们对你的这种愿意的这种顺服的心来跟你一起做。
Then as a leader, you start doing your job very well and asking them to help you so that we can see that our productivity becomes greater.
如果你又这样开始的话，开始请你的雇员们一起来做的时候呢，你会有很好的这种成效。
So then your employees begin to notice that the business or whatever they're in is beginning to grow.
之后呢你的雇员们也开始发现到你的整个的事业呢开始在成长蒸蒸日上。
You're bringing value to the business, to the organization.
这样的话就把这个价值呢加进在这个机构里面了。
It seems like a momentum is building and things are getting done.
这样的话呢是一种渐渐的扩展越来越好的。
Your employees feel better about this.
这样的话你的雇员也感觉很有成就感感觉很好。
And the more it goes on, it's even easier for them to do.
那越来越容易做。
What has happened?
这样怎么样呢?
They now are following you for what you have done.
那现在呢,他们跟着你呢,是因为呢,你所付出的,你做的,他们愿意跟着你。
They have a leader that they're proud of.
他们觉得以你为荣。
A leader that they trust.
他们信任你。
That they're so happy to be able to work with.
他们会很高兴地跟你合作。
So this is an area that begins to keep building. The level of your leadership can keep building right there.
就这样的话，你的这种领导的层次呢，会越来的越建立越多。
Then we see that this leader has a way of developing other leaders.
那这样的话，同样的这个领导的人呢，他也开始在建立别人成为一个领导的人。
This is actually the next level of leadership.
这是在另外一个层次的领导。
Being able to produce and reproduce leaders.
可以在塑造或建立别人成为领导。
You do it by your training.
你用训练来训练他们。
By developing people's talents.
去发挥别人的那种能力。
This brings people to the place of realizing if it had not been for you, they would not have realized their gifts and their potential.
这个会让对方感觉到说如果不是你的发掘你的容许的话那他们没有办法来发挥他们的潜力。
You see, when you raise people up, they raise you up.
如果你提拔他们他们也来高举你。
A leader should be looking for abilities and talents in their workers.
一个领导呢，需要去发掘你雇员的才干能力。
They should be helping them to get ahead.
帮助他们呢，更能够升迁。
This brings true loyalty to the hearts of those that you are working and dealing with.
这样会让下面的人会对你有很大的忠诚、忠心。
Now maybe you might ask, how do we go from level to level?
或许你就问说，那我们怎么样从这个层次到另外一个层次呢
？One level at a time.
每一次只有一个层次。
It may take a long time from one level to another.
有时候呢，从这个层次到另外一个层次呢，要多一点时间。
We always start at that foundational level where people, really just work for us because that's what they have to do.
那一开始呢，总是从大家认为呢，他们必须要做，为了赚钱一定要做，从那里开始的。
So now as you work very hard at that level, little by little, they'll begin to trust you.
你慢慢的用心的进入另外一个层次的时候呢，他们就开始信任你了。
They'll really believe that you care.
他们就会知道说你真的关心他们。
You know, it can be very simple things that show that you care.
那很简单的一些言行，你就可以表示你的关心。
I know one man that's a vice president of a company. With his people, when he deals with them, every day he gets donuts for them to eat.For their break time.
我认识一个机构一个单位的、一个副主席呢他每个早上呢就买一些早餐来给他的雇员吃。
He was very interested in his people.
他对他的雇员们呢很关心很用心。
There was one who was a foreign worker and she was having problems about her brother getting in and he helped them to work it out.
甚至连他的雇员的这种家里的关系的这种情况呢比如说像有一个人他的哥哥呢他想要进来他因为他是外国人呢他也帮他来处理这种事情。
So you work from that foundation level until you're able to win the trust of your people.
所以你是从最基本的一个层次然后一直到让他们信任你进到另外一个层次。
So you see, there is a price to pay.
所以你是要付出一些的。
And it really means that you are committed.
而且呢，你是委身于你的工作的。
And this is one of the things that helps us from level to level, is that we are truly committed to do what we're doing.
你真的委身于你所做的，你愿意提高你的领导层次，这是你能够有成就的一个秘诀。
And you know, it has to be genuine.
而且是很真诚的。
People know when we're putting on.
当你是用假装的或者是用做出来别人会知道的。
And as they sense that you are very real, very genuine, that makes a great difference in your relationship.
当你的雇员发现感觉到你是很真诚的很真实的话那会有更深的关系。
But you know, as you go higher in leadership and with the people, it really gets easier because their trust and their loyalty is very much towards you.
当你的领导层次越来越提升的时候越往上升的时候事实上呢因为对方的对你的信任呢跟你的关系呢也会让你的领导工作越来越容易。
But one of the greatest benefits of all is that you grow as you go from one level to the other.
最大的收获就是呢你自己也在这个当中有成长。
When you first go in and you're just the boss, you have to learn ways and of being able to bring these things about.
当一个老板，当一个领导的人，事实上呢，也是要经过一些历练，也是要成长的。
And so as you take level by level, you yourself is growing in your ability to deal with people, understand people, and get the productivity out of the people.
当你在这些领导的层次在往上提升的时候呢，你从当中你就学习到一些方法，你也学习到怎么样跟你的雇员相处，然后你也看到说你的这个成效呢越来越好。
Now this is no magic formula.
这个并没有一种魔术性的一种秘方。
You're not going to win everyone.
你没有办法说赢得每一个人的心。
But then you must look at this. Suppose now you're at the place where your people are working because they really like you.
比如说你现在在一个位置上面，你下面的雇员都很喜欢你呢。
But you get a new worker in.
那有一天呢，你就请了一个新的雇员。
They haven't proven you yet.
那他跟你的关系根本还没有什么样的关系。
They're still on the level of just doing what they have to do.
那他这个新的进来，就从第一个开始，最基本的就是为了做而做的这个关系开始。
And so as you go up these levels, there's always going to be some that's going to be on a different level of.A relationship with you.
所以当你自己本身在晋升提高你的领导层次的时候呢也有不同的雇员的层次你要去面对。
And then as you climb, you will probably be climbing in your job also to a higher position.
那当你在提升你的领导层次的时候呢，事实上你自己可能也在工作上面有一些升迁。
There will be those that have leadership ability of their own who will be going with you and helping you.
然后你的四周围可能也会有一圈人，这圈人呢也是在做领导阶层的跟你在一起。
You know, in a lot of churches now, young churches, it's very difficult because leadership seems to be lacking.
在现在有很多这些比较小的教会的机构呢，那他们呢比较小，所以呢好像里面的领导方面的工作比较弱。
This is an area what we're talking about today. If you can put this in to a model,I believe there'll be some real leadership coming out.
所以我们正需要栽培一些领导的人，所以如果有人可以现在建立起这样的一个模式的话，那就会栽培很多人出来。
I want to talk a little bit about vision.
我要谈一谈关于意向、理想。
Now, I said that leadership is purely, really just being able to influence people.
那我刚才谈到一个领导人物，他要懂得去影响别人。
But you must have a vision to be able to influence them for something that really is worthwhile.
但是呢，一个领导呢，一定也有一种意向，一种远景呢，来影响别人，影响工作。
That's why in the home, you should begin to look forward to a vision for your children, for yourselves, for your home, and get an idea of what you want to do so that you can lead them through it.
比如说一个家里面，如果你是一个领导的人呢，那么你对你的家要有一个期待，有一个意向，有一个远景，这样的话你就会带着家人往那个方向。
Maybe you are put into a job in an office as the leader, and what you need to do is to be able to look at that job, understand it,get a vision for how it can go forward and a vision for what you want out of it.
比如说你现在正在一个工作一个办公室里面得到一个位置领导位置，那你要好好的了解现在的工作，然后你要想到怎么样可以扩展我这样的一个工作。
You see, there's something about vision that drives you.
当你对未来有一种洞察力有意向的时候呢，它会驱使你向前。
In my own life, I remember a time when I was stationed on a small island.
我记得在我过去呢，有一段时间住在一个小岛上面。
They had a big problem with drugs.
这个小岛呢，有毒品的问题。
They were an island between Central America and the United States.
那这个小岛就在中美洲跟北美洲之间。
And they were like a stop-off place between that place and the United States.
所以它等于是在这个中美洲跟那个美国，就是北美洲的一个转运站。
In my district, so many of them were getting into drugs.
在我住的区域呢，很多人就陷入吸毒这种毛病了。
And I felt like something was needed to stop this.
所以我就感觉到呢，我就知道说呢，应该要有一个措施来防止。
Or at least to help the next generation.
而且要帮助下一代的人。
So I felt like we should start a school.
所以我就开始想说，我们应该有一个学校。
A school that would teach virtue.That would teach Christian principles that would help the children see the folly of going into this.
是要教导下一代这些年轻的孩子有这种道德品格，还有带着基督徒的这种生活原则的这样的一个学校。
Now God gave me that vision.
所以神就给我这样的一个远景，这样的一个意向。
But I could never have done anything with it alone.
但是我自己一个人又怎么完成这样的意向呢？
So as a leader, I had to begin to spread my vision.
所以身为一个领导，我需要把我的这样的一个对未来的洞察力呢，开始把它传递出去。
It was there were those who were loyal to me.
四周围对我有忠诚的这些我的同工呢，我就跟他们讲了。
And they too grabbed hold of the vision, and we went together.
所以这些人也跟我一样得到这样的一个对未来的洞察力，我们就一起来工作。
Eventually, we started our school.
所以后来我们就开始了这个学校。
God really blessed our little school.
神祝福我们这个学校。
It grew.
它一直在成长。
And it helped our children and young people.
而且帮助我们的孩子还有年轻人。
I believe many today their lives are changed because the school was there to teach them true principles.
我相信因为这个学校教给他们生命的这个真正的原则，所以很多年轻人呢就这样子生命被改变了。
But as a leader, I needed that vision.
所以一个领导的人需要有这种对未来的洞察力。
And then the ability to express it and get it across to those who could do it.
而且把这种洞察的那种意向呢，把它传递，让四周的人可以知道，可以了解。
And this you do by following some of the principles that I have already told you about.
就这样子，你就开始以刚才我讲的这些领导的特质呢，开始在你的层次里面来建立。
I found those that had different talents and abilities.
要去发现各种不同才能、才干的人。
I grew a lot during this experience.
所以这样的一个过程当中，我实在是自己成长很多。
And we all enjoyed it together.
我们也工作在一起，非常的享受。
So you see, as a leader, you must have a vision that you can, that you're able to pass on to those who are working with you.
所以身为一个领导的人呢，你一定要有你自己对未来的洞察力，那种理想，然后呢，让四周人也能够来接受一起工作。
So vision is very important.
对未来的理想、洞察力、意向是很重要的。
In the Bible, it talks about a man named Nehemiah.
在圣经里面有一个人叫做尼希米。
He was a Jewish man that had been taken to a country called Babylon as a slave.
他是一个犹太人，然后被俘虏到巴比伦去，成为一个奴隶。
He worked his way up until he was the king's wine bearer.
他的工作的绩效很好，所以到后来呢，被带到这个国王的王宫里面当国王的酒政。
Which meant he was very close to the king and serving him.
那他是很靠近国王，在服侍国王的。
Now Nehemiah had some friends that came and told him about his city Jerusalem and how the walls were broken down.
尼希米听到一些消息，就从他家乡来的人告诉他说，他们家乡的那些城墙呢，都已经坏了。
In that time of history, that was a very bad thing because it was only the walls that could protect the city.
在那个时候，如果城墙倒的话，那对于一个国家的话是会很危险的。
God gave Nehemiah a vision.
这个时候，神就让尼希米有一个对未来的一个远景。
And the king let him go for a period of time.
国王也容许他请假。
And when he got there with some materials and things, he had to be able to sell that vision to those few stragglers that were left there.
他一面准备材料，一面呢就把他的这种意向，他的理想呢传递给四周围的人。
But he was able to do it.
他做了。
And in 55 days, those walls were built.
55天之间就把这个毁坏的城墙重建起来。
So my friend,If you want to be a leader,
如果你要成为一个领导的话,
vision and influence goes together.
你要有对未来的这种理想，还有要有影响力。
And I thank God that he can give you this ability if you really want it.
如果你真的愿意成为一个好的领导的话，感谢神，他是可以给你能力的。
So look at yourself and your job and your position.
好好的看看你的工作，你的位置。
Can this help you?
这个可以帮助你吗?
Can you become a better person, a better leader?
可不可以成为一个更好,然后更被尊敬的一个领导呢?
Don't be too proud or too stubborn to take it, but grasp hold of it and make yourself a leader that others will follow and that will build other leaders.
千万不要太骄傲或者是太固执,好好的努力,让自己成为一个别人愿意跟从你。而且可以栽培别人成为领导的人。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。
你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。